We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics.
Tar Heels going for it on fourth and short. They get it. First down and more. 20, 15, 10, 5. How about a touchdown?
Now, live from top of the hill, this is Mac Brown Live. Here is your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. We are in downtown Chapel Hill for another edition of Mac Brown Live. Coming your way on a Monday, September the 16th. Man, we're excited to be with you talking Tar Heel football with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels, Mac Brown, here for the next hour. And you, of course, can be a part of that conversation a lot of different ways. 866-TAR-HEEL is the phone number. 866-827-4335. Casey's back in the studio. Casey will take your call and your question. He'll send it to us here at the restaurant. You can shoot me a tweet during the show, at Jones Angel, there on Twitter. Angel has two L's at the end. If you're watching us on Facebook Live tonight, you can also put a question right there in the comment section, and we'll grab some of those and answer as many as we can as we move through the hour. Plus, we have a bunch built up from throughout the day and previous shows as well that we just hadn't gotten to. So we have a lot to talk about with the head coach of the Heels. Looking forward to it. But, Coach, let's start with this past Friday. Unfortunately, didn't get the results you wanted in Winston-Salem. Carolina's comeback fell short, just ran out of time against Wake Forest. Fell behind 21-0, but had the ball with a chance to win at the end. I know you didn't like the start, but you have to be proud of the finish.
Yes, it's like my mother said, and Sally, loved my mother. We lost her probably in 09, I think. And we're playing Oklahoma State when we're at Texas, and we're down 35-14 at halftime. And I give this great halftime talk. We come back and win. I think it was 54-35, something like that. So after the game, I called my mom like I always did, and I said, "Mom, what about that halftime talk?" She said, "If you'd have gotten a better damn pregame talk, you wouldn't have been needing a halftime talk." So, needless to say, I should have done more in pregame than that. No, I thought that we gotta learn from this. We're so passionate and have so much energy in the first two games and played our hearts out. Friday night, we played hard, but we didn't have the same passion. We didn't have the same energy, and they came out and hit us right in the face, and we kind of stood there and watched. And we didn't respond very well. And then at halftime, we kind of talked about, you are who you are, so if you're going to lay there and get beat, let's just go on home now. We'll tell them we're through and head on back to Chapel Hill, and it won't bother them, won't bother us, and we'll be fine, or you can go play. In fact, I said there's a fight going on out there, and we haven't noticed it yet. We ought to get in it. And then they came out and played their hearts out and had a chance to win. In fact, the weirdest thing is that the defense played so well the second half till the last drive. Mm-hmm. And if we stop them on the last drive, the offense has three timeouts and plenty of time to go score, and we've kind of done that every week. So a lot of guys got hurt during the game. A lot of guys had to step up. But proud of the not proud of the start. And I used to think that was totally my fault. Then I used to think it was the official, or the assistant coach's fault. Then I used to think it was the player's fault. Really and truly, it's all of us. You know, when your family messes up, everybody messes up. And I can't make a guy get ready to play. I can't make an assistant coach make a guy get ready to play. So we've all got to learn from it. We've got to handle it differently. We put on the pads one time last week. It was a short week. And I think they were just really emotionally spent after the first two ball games. And still nearly won. We won the second half 18-3, so we came back and fought, which was good, but they don't count halves. And you got to give Wake Forest a lot of credit. They got 25 five-year seniors and very well-coached team. Dave Clawson does a good job. They've won five in a row or six in a row. They've been to three straight bowl games, and they've got a really good football team. So, but we have to play with full emotion to have a chance to win every week. We can't go out there and play hard. We got to play beyond hard. And it'll be the same this week. I also told our team, and the guys who played here know this already, but you watch Wake Forest against Rice and you watch Wake Forest against Utah State, you're not going to see the same team that's going to play us. They always play Carolina differently. It's anybody but Carolina. They hate us. They hate us more than they like themselves. And that's the way it is, and it's not going to change. And that's okay. It's a proud place to be, but you better get ready to play every week, and no different with Appalachian this weekend.
Coach, this may be a hard question to answer. What's the difference in your mind between passion and energy and then playing hard? Because you said you felt like you guys played hard, but not with passion and energy.
Yeah, it's confusing, especially if you don't live it every day. The difference is against Miami and against South Carolina, we were hitting them first. We were right in their face, and we were very, very physical. We started this game by catching. We stopped Miami's backs early. This game, the big quarterback, 240-pound quarterback, was making 5-6 yards and pulling us.
Yep.
And we were trying, and we had everything we could do to hang on and pull him, but we weren't hitting him. And you got to hit somebody in this game. It's a tough game. And if you don't hit them back, you're going to get beat.
Coach, the quarterback normally gets a lot of the praise and a lot of the blame. Sam, for the first time, looked like a freshman a little bit in the first half, but then he, like the rest of the team, bounced back with a really impressive second half.
Yes, I think the quarterback always does get blamed, but with the whole offense stunk. We're bad. And you know, it was disappointing, and it didn't change until the second half. I thought we made some good adjustments at halftime, but it's a combination of a lot of things, and our offensive line struggled throughout the night. I thought our backs played good. Our receivers played good, but Sam had trouble getting them the ball. We had six sacks. You can't have six sacks. I told our coaches today, it's coaching if you have six sacks. I don't care who's playing. They're all on scholarship. And do different things with your quarterback. Get the ball out of his hands quicker. Move him. But don't sit there and say, we couldn't block him. Mm-hmm. That's foolish. That's a losing mentality. So we've had a hard 2 days with the coaching staff, and I think we've gotten a lot of things fixed for this weekend.
Coach, one thing before we take our first break, then we'll come back. We are going to pick out a couple individuals from the game. We're going to talk about some trends for the Tar Heels through the first 3 weeks. Soon we're going to get to your questions as well for Coach Brown. You asked for a lot of Tar Heels to be there and support you, and there are a lot of Tar Heels there and supporting you in Winston-Salem. The crowd was it was maybe about 50-50. It was close.
Yes, that made it even more disappointing because I like to please, and so many fans came, and the fans didn't boo. I booed. I thought we were bad at some, so I was mad, but the fans were great. You that were there and you that weren't that would see them, they were positive, they were upbeat, they stayed to the end, they helped us. I thought we were going to win the game again. Mm-hmm. At the end. I was so disappointed when we didn't, but thank you so much for an unbelievable crowd, even in Charlotte, but then a super crowd for Miami, super crowd like the old days at Winston-Salem. I remember when we used to fill up the Duke Stadium and fill up the stadium at Winston-Salem, and that's the way it was Friday night.
Coach, let's go and address this now because we did receive a bunch of questions about it. There were a couple of officiating things near the end of the game with the clock throughout the fourth quarter that I know there were some questions about. And when that kind of stuff happens, I know it's frustrating for you as a head coach. Coach Brown, if you couldn't see, I almost threw his headset off there. I know those are frustrating for you as a coach.
Yeah. Well, it's even more frustrating is you can't comment. I can't comment.
As you saw, the ACC did come out with an official statement on, I think it was Saturday, that there should have been 1 second left on the clock at the end of the game. Michael Carter was not deemed to have stepped out of bounds. The official ruling was that his forward progress had stopped on the field, but he had also gained a first down, which the clock is supposed to stop while the ball is marked when there is a first down, and that did not occur in the game at the end there on Friday night. Frustrating to be sure, but Carolina moves on to next week against Appalachian State. We're going to get to some of your questions, talk about a couple of the trends here through the first three games. Can you believe the regular season is already a fourth of the way through? Carolina's already played three games this year. We'll talk about some trends for the Heels early this season. Plus, we're going to get to your questions here coming up as well. It is Mac Brown Live. That phone number one more time. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Mac Brown Live, coming your way from Top of the Hill Restaurant. And from Learfield, I'm G College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day. Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit WellsFargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
For Tar Heel fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of North Carolina Athletics.
Appreciate you being here with us tonight at Top of the Hill Restaurant for the latest edition of Mac Brown Live. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight talking Tar Heel football with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Heels. Quick check of some Tar Heels in the NFL. Busy second week in the National Football League. Eric Ebron, 3 catches, 25 yards, and a touchdown for the big Indianapolis Colt. Tight end, former Tar Heel. Couple of Philadelphia Eagles. Zach Brown led the team in tackles with 7. How about Mac Hollins? Of course, missed all last year with an injury. Mac is back and had, in more ways than one, right? Had 5 receptions for 50 yards for Philadelphia last night. And Cole Holcomb again, a great day for the Washington Redskins. Cole had 6 tackles and a tackle for loss in the Redskins matchup with the Cowboys yesterday. Just a couple of the Tar Heels doing good things in the NFL. Coach, I want to talk about a couple trends from your team here through the first 3 weeks, and two in particular. One is third downs. Third down offense, I know you'd like to get better. Third down defense, you guys are one in the top three in the ACC, holding teams to just 27% conversion on third down.
Yes, we've been horrible on third down offense, and the reason is we've been bad on first and second down. I mean, if you end up third and long, you're not going to make it. So we've got to improve and get manageable third downs. So we've got the whole playbook to call. We're not great at pass protection when we're in third and long. That's where all of our sacks are coming. And we've just got to do a better job of running the ball and hitting some underneath stuff. I think we're one of the top in the country in 20-plus yard plays, which is great, but it doesn't help you on third down. And we've played two great defenses before the Wake Forest defense, and Wake Forest played great defense on Friday night. So we've played three really good physical defenses,
yep.
And that's hard to run the ball and stay consistent. But we've got to do a better job in those areas, and then defensively, we've done a great job of third down. I think it's 29% success rate for the offenses playing against us, and I'm really proud of our defense. We're taking care of the ball, but we're not forcing enough turnovers. We've intercepted three passes, but we haven't gotten a fumble yet.
Yep.
And that's just inexcusable, and we've got to do better in those areas.
I was going to ask you about the turnovers, and Coach, unfortunately, a big one in a negative way in the game against Wake Forest. Javonte Williams, who's been so good carrying the ball, just both been gaining yards and protecting the ball, unfortunately had one slapped out of his hands.
Yes, that's the only fumble by a back we've had all year. We haven't had one by a wide receiver. We had one by Sam Howell. So we've had two fumbles all year and no interceptions. So we've only had two turnovers in three games, and our problem is we're not good enough to have them.
Hmm.
If you have a penalty, it brings back a 22-yard gain by Sam that gets us going. We can't have penalties. We can't have turnovers. At this stage in our program, we've got to play really clean and really free, and we've just got to continue to do that. That's who we are. We know who we are, so it is what it is. So don't have turnovers and don't have penalties.
Coach, I want to go to our UNC Healthcare Champions of the Gridiron feature. We'll highlight a couple of individuals from the previous game. It's brought to you by UNC Healthcare, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds to help keep you in the game and at your very best. You can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. Coach, I wanted to mention Trey Morrison. He was in a one-on-one battle a lot of the night with Sage Surratt. Sage Surratt, a terrific wide receiver, had some success at times in the first half. But, gosh, it seemed like Trey, as you need from your corner, had a short memory, came back, and really played some good defense the rest of the way.
Yes, we had nine stops in the second half there in a row that gave us a chance to win the game. We also had a fourth down and short stop on the goal line, which we're in bad trouble if we go down 28-0. We had another third down and short that we stopped to start the third quarter. And we had to start bringing more people up because we weren't stopping the run. It put more pressure on our secondary, and Trey did a tremendous job. He's a sophomore that's going to be a really good player.
Coach, we talked a little bit about Ben Kiernan last week, your punter, and I know he was out there more than you wanted on Friday night. Didn't have a great first punt, but gracious, for the game, Ben averaged 46 yards per punt. He had a long of 57. You mentioned letting him be a little freer with his kicks, and it looked like it paid off.
Yes, Ben did a tremendous job. He's got a great upside. When your punter's your most active and most valuable player, it's not good. We usually don't want our punter to let her. We'd rather him never get to play. And he got cramps the other night. He was putting so much. So hopefully that won't ever happen again. But he did a tremendous job. Let us stay in the game because he punted the ball down in their end a lot and really helped our field position.
Coach, wanted to get to a couple of questions that we have from Tar Heel fans that were about the Wake Forest game specifically. Talk about that, then we can move on to some more general questions as we move through the show. John sent in this email. Want to know how you thought Jace Reuter did. You made the change at QB just for two possessions late in the first half. How you thought Jace did when he came in, and do you think you may see him more on the field this year?
I would say first, John, Jace, I think, is really good. He's a better runner right now than he is consistent passer.
Yep.
We put him in a horrible spot when we were backed up on the goal line, and he got us off the goal line and allowed us to punt them down to the other end and put them in a position where they couldn't score right before the half when we were reeling some and tired on defense. And then we put him back in a one-minute drill, which he hadn't been in, so I'm not sure we should have done that. But we do want to get him in more. You think about our games. They've all come down to the last play of the game. So it's been so tight. We wanted to start establishing some depth. and we're not able to get as many young guys in. We're going to be forced to do that with injuries now, and because of that, then if the guys get healthy, we'll be deeper. But I'd love to see Jace play more. And by the way, when Sam came out and Jace went in, Sam patted him on the head and said, "Hey, good luck. Do good. I'm not doing as well." And then Jace came back out. They're great young people. They're pulling for each other, and that room's a really healthy room.
Good question, John. Thank you. Wanted to ask this one as well. Coach Michael from Charlotte called in. This was actually from last week, but relevant to this past game. Jonathan Smith was available to you for the first time at linebacker and on special teams. Michael, when he called, was asking what kind of impact you thought John would have. So I thought I'd change around to what kind of impact did he have and how can he help you moving forward?
Well, John's older. He's smart. He's mature. He helped us on some special teams. He played maybe 9 plays. He didn't play as much because he's been on scout team throughout the first 2 weeks suspension for academic reasons. So we do think he'll start playing more and therefore play better. You get guys like Surratt and Gimmel, they've played every snap, and then Ross is helping some, but you wear down some.
Sure.
And you play in this heat. You practice 3 times a week, and it puts you in a tough spot when you have to play every week. But that's the way it is, and that's the way college football is. And we talked to the guys the other day about, you guys won't play in the NFL. They play 24 games. So understand, it's, I want to play. Yeah, I want to play. Well, yeah, but I don't want to play 3 weeks in a row. So come on, man.
Coach, one more before we take a break. This is million-dollar question from Dawson. Wanted to know how the Tar Heels sustain the fourth quarter energy and play the team like they did on Friday night from start to finish. How do you capture that fourth quarter magic for all 4 quarters in a game? Well, and I know, again, that's the million-dollar question that everybody would like to know.
It really is. I think that credit goes to the kids. We've talked about it a whole lot. It's something we didn't do well last year. Over the last 2 years, and I think we've improved in that area as much as any in the country. But what we're going to do, Dawson, since the game's at 3:30 on Saturday and we haven't played well in the first half of 2 of the games, we're going to tell them the game's at 1:30, and maybe we'll start playing better.
By kickoff, they'll be ready to go there against Appalachian State coming up 3:30 on Saturday. We're going to talk about the Mountaineers a little later in the show. Plus, we have a bunch of questions to get to for the head coach of the Heels, and we can take a bunch more. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. You can leave a question down there in the comments. If you're watching on Facebook Live, or you can shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has 2 L's at the end. A lot more questions for the head coach of the Heels after this. It's Mac Brown live from Learfield. I'm G Collins.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. All rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
We're back inside Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Latest edition of Mac Brown Live. Appreciate you being here with us, no matter how you are doing it tonight. If you're here in the restaurant and we have another jam-packed topo this evening, thank you so much. Maybe you're listening on the Tar Heel Sports Network, your local radio affiliate. Maybe you're listening through GoHeels.com, the GoHeels app, the TuneIn app. Maybe you're joining us on Facebook Live. You might be listening as a podcast tomorrow. Who cares? We're just glad you're there. So glad that you're listening in and learning a little about the Tar Heels. Before we move on with the show, we normally don't take live calls here on the show, but we did have one caller who called in, wanted to say something. We felt like it was a good idea if we let him on the air to have a word or two. This is, I think, Roy in Chapel Hill, who is on the phone with us. Hello, Roy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Won two games, and the clock ran out on the third one.
Well, if you were here, you need to be sitting up here tonight instead of me. So we'll get you up here and get you stirred up. I will say Coach Williams is a dear friend. He's obviously the best basketball coach in college basketball, without question.
Thanks.
But he and Wanda have been at every game. He drove over on Friday night and sat and pulled hard. Shaka Smart, my friend from Texas, was there and loved seeing Coach Williams, as all the other coaches do, because they admire him so much. But appreciate you, friend. Just wish you could have played a little bit in that first half.
Well, I could have helped being the official. I don't know if I could have helped any other way.
That would have been fine, too.
That's right. No, I'm about as far away as you can be. I'm over 3,000 miles away right now. I'm on a recruiting trip. But seriously, Mac, it's just been fantastic what you guys have done. Sam Howell has convinced me that boy's the truth. And so it's been fun watching your club.
Well, thank you, Roy, and go get your recruit. The other thing is, some people have asked if you and I could have a dance contest and a dance-off, and I told them absolutely not. I've seen your moves, and I've seen mine, and I want no part of it.
I think we both have had our day in today.
Yeah, let's blame it on knee replacements.
That's right, that's right. Well, good luck to you. I'll be back there this weekend, but I just wanted you to know things about it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Great to hear from you, Coach Williams. Thank you, sir. By the way, just wanted to mention, and Coach Brown knows about this event. He was the keynote speaker a year ago. Coach Williams has his annual Fast Break Against Cancer coming up in the Smith Center. That is September 27th. The event benefits UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center. The keynote speakers this year, former Tar Heel baseball player, former Tar Heel assistant coach in baseball. He was then the head coach at South Carolina, now currently the head coach at College of Charleston. Chad Holbrook, his wife Jennifer, they had a child who battled childhood cancer, so they are going to be the keynote speakers this year. We'd love for you to be a part of that event. It benefits a wonderful organization, again, at UNC Lineberger. You can learn more, unclineberger.org/fastbreak. And even if you can't be there through that website, there's an online auction that you can help support the cause. As we said, Coach Brown was the keynote speaker a season ago, so always a terrific event, and that's coming up next Friday.
Yeah, and I got a lot more out of it than I gave you. Go if you can. It's hard to get a ticket, but it's sure worthwhile.
I agree. Coach, let's get to a question or two here before we take our next break. Matthew via Twitter sent this one in. Matthew wanted to know, he said he's been really impressed with your team in late clock, late game situations. Obviously, the clock did run out on the Heels this past game, but wanted to know how much you guys work on those late clock situations in practice.
Well, we work on it all the time. We work on 1 minute drill every day because it's so key, and still it's hard when you've got that many moving parts to get everybody to do what they're supposed to when that clock's ticking down. That's why it's so key that even on Friday night we wanted a chance to throw it in the end zone. We got some tall receivers.
Sure.
And one more chance to get it in there from about the 30-something yard line. We tried to get close enough to get a shot in the end zone, and that's what you do. And there was a minute, 6 seconds left. We lost all three timeouts because we had to kill the clock when they kept the ball. But a minute, 6 seconds left, you got a chance to score college football because the clock stops when it's out of bounds. It stops when it's first down. So I really felt like we would win the game when we got the ball back at that point.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about something you mentioned before the break, your leadership committee. Well, could you tell us a little bit more about that, how it was formed, and what exactly does that group of players do?
Yes, you try to get your team to buy into everything you're doing, and that's important. And it's important that they feel like they've bought in. So we had the players vote on what they felt like should be the leaders of this team. We didn't do it in the spring. We picked the leaders in the spring. But after summer, spring, we'd been through 10 months or 11 months, we said, you pick the guys. So the guys that got the most votes on the team, there's 22 of them, now have a leadership committee. And when we have something like uniforms, like this weekend. We said, do you want to wear your alternative uniforms? And they even vote online sometime, and they were nearly unanimous, no, we want to be us. We want to go back and reestablish who we were at home. They talk about the victory meal. Every time we win a game, they get to choose what food they want on Sunday night. And that's interesting to see them fight over food. And then they get to choose things like, or do we go to a movie on Friday night when you've got a game at 3:30, or would you rather stay around the hotel and watch TV or watch the Friday night games? So they make those suggestions, and then I make the final decisions. But we want any time that something comes up that's really prevalent to the team, I want to know what they think, and that's really important to us. Sometimes we've said, give us a reading of your bodies. Are you worn out? Do you need to back off a little bit, or are we fine? Are we good? And this is the strongest leadership we've got. So they tell us, and we don't have many older guys, so we're in a position where we've got to create some leadership, and this is a way to do it.
Coach, you've talked a lot about consistency on this show and in other places, consistency from your coaches, for example, from the practice field to the game field. I would assume then that your approach this week, even though you didn't get the result you wanted for the first time, has been pretty consistent. Is that true?
Yes. I'm not as happy. Sally made me promise if I came back into coaching, I used to get depressed over losses and be miserable and not speak to anybody for 2 days. And I've just been depressed and miserable, but I'm speaking. So that's progress. I'm doing better. But it's hard to lose. It stinks.
Yeah.
And it's not worth coaching or playing if you lose because you work too hard. So that's what I told the guys. You get down to 1 second and a play away. Let's work a little harder and get where we need to be. But Sunday we walked in there, and I picked out the guys, and I said, Milt, why'd we lose the game? Moyer, why'd we lose the game? Tell me your opinions, because I want to know your opinions. Because if you think it was the coaching, if you think it, just tell us. This is dead man's talk in here. We're not going to share this outside of the world. And to a man, they said, Coach, we didn't have the same attitude that we had going into the first two games. We didn't have the same juice. We were ready to play. We played hard, but we didn't have as much juice. And I said, why not? And they said, we're just worn out. And we haven't been here before, so we got to learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, they probably didn't think Wake Forest was as good as Miami or South Carolina. Media doesn't, public doesn't, and all of a sudden you catch yourself in this little trap, and this is the game for Wake Forest. And I told him, you got the same thing this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It is exactly the same thing this weekend. You're not going to see the team that played East Tennessee State and played Charlotte. So don't even watch the video. I said watch bodies, but don't watch emotion, because you're not going to get that emotion.
Coach, we had a good question. This is an email question from Jeff Stout, and Jeff said he was a former videographer for the Carolina football program. He said he's heard a lot about the Carolina football family. He said, what can we do as former players, trainers, support staff to help the program be as successful as it possibly can be?
Yeah, Jeff's dad was a great high school coach in this state as well. What you folks can do, Jeff, and people who are listening and people who are here, is do what you're doing. I've never seen anything better than this. We've got to play up to your standard right now, but hang in there with us. We got some hard days still ahead, and we can't do this. We're going to have to do this all the time, and we got to be who we are, and right now we're not. So we've got to – I told the guys, I think we'll play well this weekend because we just didn't. Mm. And then you got Clemson, and that's a 3:30 game now they've announced, and that's the number one team in the country and the national champ. And then you worry about Georgia Tech, because after – two more emotional games. Will they still play hard on the road against another team that will dislike us at that point? So that's what we've got to do. We have got to get a standard that we practice to and play to, and that's who we are every day. And right now, we're obviously not at that standard.
Coach, one more before we take a break. This one's from a friend, Dennis, sends in a bunch of good questions every week via Twitter. And Dennis said he has seen the phrase, the hashtag, the be the one. He said he's seen it all over the place. That's how you guys have branded this season. He wanted to know what be the one meant to you and why that was appropriate for your team this year.
Well, when we're in that fourth quarter and people ask what you say, I said, you be the one. Be the one to get the sack. Be the one to get the fumble. Be the one the coach calls on to hand the ball to on fourth and one. Which coach do I go to ask questions at the end? You be the one. And That's the way we've branded it and what we've used it for. So I used it a lot the other night.
Tar Heels have done a good job, though, being the one for the most part through these first 3 weeks, and they'll try to do it again this Saturday against Appalachian State. We'll take a peek at the Mountaineers here coming soon as we move through the last 15 minutes of the show here on a Monday, September 16th. Still have time for a few more questions. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet. Put a question there in the comments of Facebook Live. We can get a few more in before we go home tonight. It's Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouthwatering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Crown Honda of South Point is proud to sponsor the UNC Tar Heels. We share a commitment to excellence and a strong desire to be the best. That's why we offer top-notch service, a huge selection, and a 110% guarantee on our already low price tags. Call, click, or come by Crown Honda of South Point, just 1 mile from the streets of South Point in Durham. Or visit us online at southpointhonda.com. This is Crown Honda of South Point, wishing the Tar Heels the best season ever.
No purchase compared to this new vehicle at the lower price. Call or refund you 110% difference. Not valid with new rebates. Unless choice price changes or trade-ins.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
A little more than 10 minutes left to go here on Monday, September the 16th. Thanks so much for being with us here on Mac Brown Live. Wanted to mention a couple of the other Tar Heel sports from this past weekend. Women's soccer now 7-1 on the season. Had a 1-1 week, defeated Wake Forest 4-0 on Thursday night in Chapel Hill, but then suffered first loss of the year at Arkansas Sunday afternoon. Heels back in action Saturday at 7:30. That is an ACC matchup at Louisville. Men's soccer 3-1-1 now on the season. They had a 2-0 week, top UNC Greensboro on the road last Monday night, then won its ACC opener 3-1 against Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. The guys have two home games this week. A lot of games in Chapel Hill this week for all the sports. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock against Davidson. Friday night, 6 o'clock against Notre Dame. Field hockey, number one in the nation, 5-0 on the year. Their last match was an 8-0 win against William & Mary on Sunday. Their next action is against Louisville in Chapel Hill Friday at 5. And missed this last week. Want to make sure we say congratulations to Joe Segula, Carolina's volleyball coach. Picked up his 600th win at Carolina with the victory over UC Irvine about a week and a half ago now for Coach Segula and the Tar Heel volleyball program. So congratulations. And, Coach, I'd be interested. I think it's 10 national championship winning coaches on the staff here at Carolina, you included. When you are surrounded by some other great coaches like Roy Williams and Karen Shelton and Anson Dorrance, I know you don't have time necessarily in season to sit down and talk, but do you use those other coaches as a resource for you?
Well, we do, and we really help each other recruit. We just had a great lady recruit today. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not. So I won't even say what sport, maybe that'll cover us. But the coach called me because we see a lot of recruits before football games on the field. And somebody asked me one time, how do you do that? It's family. And you want all the sports to pull for each other. You want to be good at everything. And you love to see great young players come to other sports. So Sally and I have always tried to help the other sports recruit as many guys as we can.
Coach, had a question via Twitter. This is from RC, and RC wanted to know about Cam Kelly. Of course, Cam picked up the eligibility very late, right before the South Carolina game. Wanted to know what you thought his role might be as the season goes along.
Yes, it's a great question, RC. Cam Kelly is playing on all special teams. He made a great play on kickoff coverage the other night. Again, he plays behind Miles Wolfuck, and we haven't had a chance to take guys out and put younger ones in. I told the coaches today, at some point, we're just going to have to trust them and put them out there, and they're going to have to grow up and play, but we think he will be a great player, not a good player. And Jay Bateman said in our 3 o'clock staff meeting today, he is so close, I'm ready. I just got to pull the trigger. And, you know, when I'm all over the coaches, they're trying to please you, they're trying to win, and when you got a little freshman standing behind you that's never been to a ball game in that position, and you're down 21 to nothing, you usually still say, ain't a good time, brother. So hopefully we'll get a time sometime where they can play. And if not, if somebody got hurt, they'd be forced to play. And Jay thinks he'll be ready when he goes in. But we're going to have a lot of great moments with Cam Kelly going forward.
It is worth noting, Carolina's played 3 Power 5 opponents, and every single game has gone down quite literally to the final play of the game. So there just hadn't been as much time as you may expect early in a season to be able to get in some younger guys like that and let them get some valuable reps. Coach Dennis, this is actually a different Dennis than our previous Dennis, wanted to know about playing on Friday night. He said he was disappointed to see the Heels playing on Friday versus high school football, and just your thoughts on that going head-to-head with the high schools.
Well, Bubba and I would rather not play on Friday night because of high school football, but that's determined by TV. I just watched it, and Wake Forest just played on 3 straight Friday nights. Yep. So we would rather not play on Friday night. We would rather play on Thursday or Saturday, but it is what it is. They scheduled it. We had no choice but to show up.
That's right. You showed up when they asked you to. Last one, Coach, then we're going to take our final break and then look to Appalachian State. Good question from Bonnie. She said, how do you balance confidence with remaining humble? How do you try to instill those two things into your player, being confident but not cocky?
Well, Bonnie, it's a great question. It's kind of like the question of how can you play hard but without passion. It gets a little confusing there. But what we try to do is show our guys why you win. Here's what we have video to show these plays are why we won the game. Yesterday we showed video of why we didn't win the game and why we were close to winning the game. So what you've got to do is just show them that these are the reasons you win the game. And the reason you made these mistakes is you weren't passionate enough to be ready to put yourself in that position. So we talked to them about passion we thought was the difference on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything else. And we got hit in the face and didn't respond well. But they were in good enough shape, and they were confident enough to come back and play well enough at the end of the game to have a chance to win. So they were ready to play. They just weren't passionate enough to get out in front of somebody and jump somebody to start. And it would be no different than if you picked a fight tonight. And if you're standing there and the guy hits you in the face 3 times and you're bleeding, you're not going to be as excited about the next punch. If you hit him first, then he's the one backs up, and we got hit first, and it took us a while to respond. So that, Bonnie, I think the biggest thing is you just got to be really honest with your team. And you've got to show them. You can't just tell them. Show them why this worked and show them why this didn't work. And you also, and it's tough, it's embarrassing some, you have to show them who played well and who played poorly. And they see that on video. It's there. It's real. And what I always said is the big eye in the sky don't lie. Mm-hmm. If you're not playing good, it's going to show you're not playing well. And that's just that's what it is. And the guys that have played understand that. One of the toughest things in the world is when you played poorly and a coach is sitting there bringing it out and saying, Rick, you ducked your head in the hole and you missed the tackle. Dwight, you went the wrong way, man. What are you doing? It's an embarrassing thing for you in front of your teammates.
I'm sure you never had to say either of those two things to Rick Steinbacher or Dwight Hollier, though, so that's good. That's good.
I haven't in the last 22 years.
That's right, at least in a couple of seasons. We're going to take our final break, come back. We'll take a look at the opponent this weekend. That's Appalachian State coming to Chapel Hill. First time since 1940 that Carolina and App State have played. We'll take a peek at the Mountaineers when we come back to wrap things up from top of the hill. It's Mack Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
For Tar Heel fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of North Carolina Athletics.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. ACC football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM ACC Radio from hosts like Mark Packer, Chris Patola, Roddy Jones, and me, Wes Durham, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home, and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/ACCSXM.
All right, we have about 2 minutes left on the show. Let's take a look to what's happening this Saturday in Keenan Stadium at 3:30. Carolina and Appalachian State, only the second ever meeting between these two schools. The previous came back in 1940. And, Coach, a program that you know well, of course, you're the head coach at Appalachian State back in the early 80s, and a program that's been really successful as well. 41 wins over the last four seasons for Appalachian.
Yeah, they've been the most successful program in our state. And you have to give them credit for that. And for you who asked earlier, I was not at the 1940 game. I was not there. I didn't see it. I didn't see the video. We're not grading it. We're not looking at it. But Scott Satterfield did a tremendous job of recruiting. They've got great players. Their tailback, Evans, is one of the best players I've seen. He was leading the nation in recruiting after the first 2 weeks. Their quarterback's a really good player. Zach Thomas, you start looking at. I was up in the mountains this summer, and I walked in to get my hair cut, and Victor Johnson was in there, and he's 6'5", 300-pound tackle for App State. And I looked at him, and I said, no, man, no. And I tried to illegally recruit him and get him to come, and he was not interested. So, but they've got really good players, and they've got good enough players to be in the ACC. So we got our hands full on Saturday. We'll have to play really well.
They'll get a really good receiver back as well from suspension. Corey Sutton will return to their program. Coach Eli Drinkwitz, who's been the offensive coordinator at NC State, most recently their head coach, and an offensive-minded guy, and their numbers show it. They put up a lot of points and a lot of yards here early on in the year.
Yes, and Eli hired a really good staff. He's got an experienced staff, and a lot of those guys I know, and they'll come in ready to play. And, of course, they have Sun Belt officials. And, of course, they had a week off before our game. That just seems to be what people are doing now to get really rested, so they'll be excited about being here. And Eli didn't like us over at NC State, so you know he doesn't like us. He's had that in his brain for a while.
This will be the third consecutive opponent that's had some extra time off before facing the Tar Heels this season. Coach, thank you, as always, for your time. Reminder, 3:30 kick. Need you in your seat at 3 o'clock on Saturday. We'll be on the air radio-wise at 2:30.
Thank you.
We'll see you next
time. Thank you very much.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, this has been Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.